Here's something unsettling. Your job has a shelf life, just like the milk in your fridge. In fact, the very concept of expiration dates on milk cartons was introduced by Al Capone when Prohibition threatened his bootlegging empire. He pivoted to dairy, forever changing how we think about freshness. Today, we need that same adaptability. The 2008 financial crisis didn't just create a recession, it erased entire professions. Graphic designers saw positions drop nearly 20%, photographers over 25%, architects almost 30%. When jobs returned, they weren't the same. Middle-income careers were replaced by low-wage alternatives. Meanwhile, globalization is shifting corporate headquarters to emerging markets, demographics are transforming who sits in cubicles around us, and data is exploding at rates that make yesterday's expertise obsolete by tomorrow. Driverless cars have crossed continents, humanoid robots staff hotels in Japan, and one-third of American workers now freelance rather than clock in at traditional jobs. The message is clear. Career security as we knew it is dead, and waiting for your employer to develop you is like waiting for a telegram in the age of instant messaging. What separates those who thrive from those who stagnate isn't raw talent. It's the capacity to keep learning when everyone else stops. Yet most hit good enough and coast, becoming like the experienced worker with 1 year of experience repeated five times over. Companies aren't helping. Nearly 80% of employees receive zero skills training over 5 years, and the average manager leads teams at 30 but doesn't get leadership training until 42. Your development is entirely on you. Real expertise moves through five levels, from initiate to expert, and most people can reach professional status in one area if they're deliberate. But here's the catch. Researchers estimate 70% of adult learning happens unconsciously, and even experts can only articulate 30% of what they know. To truly learn on the fly, you need five strategies. Adopt a growth mindset that refuses limits. Observe mindfully. As Henry James said, try to be one of the people upon whom nothing is lost. Cultivate curiosity that questions why things work. Reflect regularly through writing, summarizing, and synthesizing. Finally, know when to unlearn, because knowledge now doubles every 13 months and will soon double every 12 hours. Openness sounds simple until you realize how many brilliant people sabotage themselves by staying close. Ron Wayne sold his 10% Apple stake for $2,300. Closed thinking cost him billions. Being open means adjusting behaviors, recognizing opportunities, and avoiding the success delusion that past wins guarantee future relevance. Seven strategies unlock this capability. Treat yourself like a lean startup. Test ideas through small experiments before massive commitments. Develop drone abilities to zoom between immediate concerns and big-picture industry trends. Creatively disrupt yourself before external forces do. Test your assumptions about relationships and emerging technologies. Seek feedback proactively, because as you advance, honest criticism becomes scarce. Create psychological safety by asking, "What would the perfect person in my role do differently?" See opportunity everywhere, like the entrepreneur who went from homelessness to founding Paul Mitchell and Patron Tequila. Finally, choose the best option, not the first. One professional declined his first job offer during a recession, tested different roles through temporary contracts, and ultimately landed at Apple. Your network is your career safety net. Research shows that loose tie connections, former colleagues, acquaintances, friends of friends, lead to better job searches, higher satisfaction, and better pay than close ties alone. Your closest friends share your worldview and want to protect you from risk, while loose ties provide objective perspectives and access to different opportunities. An effective network spans ages, genders, power levels, geographies, and functions. Building networks requires two approaches. Building creates depth through persisting and pursuing connections, performing excellently, and growing relationships over time. Bridging creates breadth through brokering introductions and joining organizations. Focus on your 5 to thrive. People who stretch your thinking, make change feel possible, introduce new knowledge, and demonstrate expertise you lack. As Warren Buffett says, hang out with people better than you, and you cannot help but improve. Two attorneys, Julie and Jared, took unconventional paths that made them stand out. Julie worked in banking and auto finance before law school. Jared blogged about technology law and worked at Google. Being greedy about experiences means building a portfolio of capabilities that make you indispensable. Focus on strengths rather than weaknesses. People who do are 6 times more likely to be engaged and 3 times more likely to report excellent quality of life. 7 strategies accelerate experience acquisition. Adopt a development stance by actively seeking to improve skills. Gain global experience through international news, hosting exchange students, or volunteering abroad. Solve problems others avoid. Stretch beyond comfort zones. Develop feedback skills. Most avoid this for fear of hurting feelings. Look sideways by volunteering outside your role or teaching. Stay educated through formal degrees, MOOCs, or certifications. Your manager impacts professional development most. Truly good bosses develop talent and create opportunities rather than just providing comfort. Career disruptions happen to everyone. Alan Horn was pushed into retirement from Warner Brothers, then became Disney Studios chairman. Brian Acton faced rejections from Twitter and Facebook, then co-founded WhatsApp and sold it to Facebook for $19 billion. The difference between those who thrive and those who stagnate isn't avoiding failure. It's bouncing forward through grit, resilience, and sustained motivation. Career paths involve false starts and unexpected turns. Comedian Joan Rivers faced convention-breaking challenges as an attractive female comedian when women were expected to be either funny-looking or singers. Her advice? Love the process. Success increasingly means meaningful work. Nearly 3/4 of young adults rated among the top 3 factors defining career success. 5 mental strategies improve your ability to bounce forward. Renounce fixed mindsets and embrace feedback. Pounce on opportunities with curiosity. Trounce challenges through perseverance. Announce your intentions to build accountability. And denounce the small stuff by asking, who did I help today? And how did my work advance my bigger goals? The future accelerates relentlessly. Technologies reaching 50 million users in days rather than decades. 10 capabilities define tomorrow's career success. Functional excellence, depth in one discipline, breadth across others, emotional intelligence, perceiving and regulating emotions, personal advocacy, persuasive self-support without tedious promotion, cross-cultural dexterity, appropriate interaction across diverse backgrounds, geek acumen, embracing technology, saying I'm not technical is career suicide, virtual collaboration, working independently toward shared goals, entrepreneurial spirit, initiative and innovation in any role, creative problem solving, adapting with resolve and methodical processes, leadership, crucial despite fewer management roles, and stretchpertise, creatively restructuring yourself for changing demands. Like jazz performers who remain perpetual students, careers are never finished. The greatest stretch exercise is connecting meaningfully with people and hearing their genuine response. Not just applause, but real impact. With half of existing jobs becoming obsolete within a decade, your ability to stretch determines whether you thrive or merely survive.